We hope you enjoy listening to this message from Huntingdonshire Community Church. To find out more about us, visit our website at hccuk.org.
Welcome to Huntingdonshire Community Church. I'm Tim Anderson, the pastor here, and we love being part of God's household and God's family here in Huntingdon and the region, and we're excited about this coming year. I'm going to read the first chapter of Ephesians chapter 1 over us. I just believe that this is a blessing that is for you and us as we come into this new year and into this prayer week. And I just want to encourage and build us up with this. Verse 3, how blessed is God and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. This year, God wants to take you to his high blessings, to the high blessings in him. Blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Long before he laid earth's foundations, he had you in mind. He had settled on you as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt you into his family through Jesus Christ. What a pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people, free of the penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, but you are abundantly free, really free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We are forgiven from our past. He thought of everything. He provided for everything that you could possibly need, letting us in on the plans that he took such delight in making. He set it all about before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him, everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we really are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and in everyone. It is in Christ that once you heard the truth and believed it, for this is the message of salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment of what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything that God has planned for us, a praising and a glorious life. That's why when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you every time that I prayed. I'd think of you and I'd give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask the God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear, so that you can see exactly what it is that he's calling you to do this year, to grasp the immensity of his glorious way of life that he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him, endless energy and boundless strength. All this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from the dead and set him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments, no name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for this time being, but forever. And he is in charge of it all. And he has the final word on everything. And at the center of all this, Christ rules the church. And the church, you see, is not peripheral to the world, but the world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body, in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. Thanks be to God for his word to us today. Amen. I just love this picture that the church is not some whimpering, pathetic little thing on the margins, but you and I are meant to be part of the heart, of the center of the party, of where God has called us to be. And for us, this is Huntingdon. For us, it's this region. And as a church, with God's other people, we want to be part of the heart of what this town is about. And a thing about activism is not just to be pointing out all the negative stuff, but it's about coming with a positive vision. And this is what I love about John the Baptist. It's what I love about Jesus. They came with a positive message that life could be different. And so someone was blind and sight would come back. Hope that relationships could be restored, that family life could be different. It doesn't have to be this way. And the good news of Jesus, it really is good news, because Jesus really does change lives. And we're excited this year about being part of what God is doing. And it's a funny thing, we are about carrying Jesus into places, but also Jesus is already working. He's already doing stuff. And so often we end up tripping over what's already God's already doing in someone's life or a situation, and we just become guides and pointers to people on their own journey to Christ. And this is the part we have to play, both being part of what God's doing and also bringing God in. And so this week of prayer, if you've got your prayer book, wave it in the air, loud and proud. Have you got a prayer book? Is there anyone here who hasn't got a prayer book for their prayer week and you'd like one? Tomorrow. Right. Okay. If you're not going to be here tomorrow,
then they'll be available the next day.
Okay. Right. And so do we have to come? We can come down here to the centre and pick one up. We'll put them on the website. We'll get the PDF out as well, so you can print it off at home. If you haven't got this, we apologise that we've run out. But basically, this is our guide for prayer for the week. And the theme we're taking this year, this prayer week, is Your Kingdom Come. It's one of the most powerful prayers in the Lord's Prayer. And out of the prayer course that we were doing in the autumn, we're all going to be geared up for praying in a new way. And so this week is an intentional way. I've just got Google Fit on my phone, and I'm trying to get in 10,000 steps a day. And what I've realized is that I'm just, my normal lifestyle, I'm not going to do it. And I'm around about 3,000 steps in a just, you know, if I just brush my teeth and kind of get in the car to come to the office, and Trevor and I sort of running up the stairs up and down here trying to get our steps in. And what I've realized is I've got to be intentional about actually doing my 10,000 steps. It isn't just going to happen automatically. And that's what I love. How many steps are you on so far, Bobby, today?
1,570.
Come on, excellent. So if you see Bobby doing a couple of laps around the room during the time, she's just upping it up before lunch. And it's kind of like with prayer. There's a certain level, it's like our walk with God as well. There's a certain level of just living with God that just is and is amazing. But there are other things in our spiritual lives, just like our fitness lives, where It's not enough just to sit at just a basic level. We have to be intentional about some things. So twice a year, we have a week of prayer. And that's to say this is the only time we HTC prays. We say, oh, I had 2 weeks worth. We just like tick that prayer box and we go on to the next thing. But to be intentional, we say, let's take 2 weeks over the year and let's have a concentrated time of prayer. And so this is what we're going to be doing this week. We're going to be focusing on five areas of prayer, which are laid out each day of the week. We're going to be praying for God's kingdom to come among us in our church. A heart that God's given us is for local families and for seeing family life in Huntingdon flourish. And so the second thing we want to pray for, which I believe is probably on Tuesday, is praying for local families. Thirdly, we want to pray for Huntingdon Town. We want to pray for God's kingdom, as we've been singing this morning, to be extended and expanded, his rule and his reign. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And it's praying, God, let your righteousness, let your ways be established and done in our communities and in our lives. Let things that have got screwed up and crooked, God, make things straight again. Put things back together again, God. Righteousness, peace, the shalom of God. God, bring well-being into our town and our area. And pray for joy. Jean, you were sneaking that joy out earlier. And just the joy of the Lord in our lives. Sometimes we get so serious. And did you know part of the kingdom is joy? And it's joy that's not based on circumstances, but it's a joy that's like a deep river that wells up with inside, a giving, a gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we want to pray for joy in our town. And just, you know, things like the beach party, you know, just laying down all those tons of sand and just saying, come and celebrate as a town together. We want to place points of joy into our community when things can be so grey and difficult in life. Jesus is the ultimate joy bringer, and this is who we want to bring into our town and be part of this year. So praying for our church, praying for local families, praying for Huntingdon. And then fourthly, we want to pray for our government. We want to pray for our local government, our national government, and internationally what's happening as well. And there's some specific prayer points through that we've included by some within the church that are involved with the council and local government. We've asked, what are some of the key things that we'll be praying for? And so there's some specific things that we will be bringing before the Lord. Say, God, would you move in these areas this year? And fifthly, we want to pray for global missions. And we're going to be hearing later on some specific things that we are going to be putting our focus into this year, mission-wise, globally, that we would like to pray for, to say, God, let your kingdom be extended across and through the earth. Let your gospel come in power this year. So these are the five themes. Essentially, we're going to be praying on our own, and you can get together with other people as well if you want through the week, using each of the day's prayer points to pray. You may want to do that over a lunchtime, or on the way to work, if you're walking in, just take those prayer points for that day and say, Lord, I just want to bring these to you. Pray for this. I'll pray, you know, what we're doing. And then we've got two corporate times of prayer through the week. So tomorrow evening, so Monday night and Friday night at the bookends of each week, we are going to have a evenings of prayer. So 8 o'clock tomorrow evening in room 2, next door, down here at the centre, come and pray. Come and join us from a prayer from 8 to 9:30. We'll be praying together. And it may be that you can't do the full 90 minutes. Pop in for what you can. If you need to get off earlier, that's absolutely fine. Come in and pray. Then on Friday evening or Friday, we're inviting any that would like to join us as a leadership in fasting. We want to make Friday a day of prayer and fasting where we add that element of just saying, Lord, we are serious about aligning ourselves with what you want to do, with what you're doing in this town, to see your will be done through us. and we want to hear your voice. And so that's a day of prayer and fasting. So we can fast through the day, and then we'll gather in the evening at 8 together to pray. And everyone's welcome to that, and it's going to be a great time. So just 2 times of prayer collectively together over the week, and everyone is invited. Does that sound good? Come on. So let's think about some of these areas. And we these areas that we're going to be praying through this week also connect into some of the themes that we feel God wants to do among us this year. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take 4 sections. And after each section, we're going to pray. And so so we're going to invite ourselves to pray in different ways. We're going to pray in 2s. Sometimes we're going to pray collectively this morning, all together, all in one voice. And we're going to have some prayer stations. So I'd like to invite you to come to a time of prayer with me as we talk about some of these things that we believe God wants to do with us and through us this year. And so we're excited about growth. Last week, we were looking at how Jesus grew from a child into his teenage years. And we looked at how Jesus grew spiritually. He grew socially. He grew in his spiritual life. And he grew in his capacity of his love for God. And growth is a gift from God. Growth is it's kind of automatic, but there are things that we can sow into that. But growth is a gift from God. And you can see this shoot of new life. And we love seeing growth. And last week we were asking the question, how have we been growing in our lives over 2016? And what new things does God want to grow us in over this new year? And so as a church, we're excited about 2017 being a year that God wants to grow his stuff in us and among us as well. And we're not just about getting bigger numerically. We're about, actually, Jesus says, go and make disciples. And then he says, I will build my church. And so we want to be about growing and developing as Jesus' disciples, knowing that as we do, God will take care of the growth. It's God that gives the increase. But we are about being disciples of Jesus and seeing his growth coming in our lives. I wonder how God wants to grow things afresh in your life this new year. Jane, thank you. That's quite enough grace for one moment. So how does God want to grow us as a church this year? What's our focus? We want to grow relationally and spiritually. We want to go deeper this year. And spiritually, over this coming term, we are really excited to be studying Luke's gospel together. Jesus had 2 priorities. A priority to be about his Father's business. And he had a priority to be about seeking and saving that which was lost. And over this term, we're going to be studying and looking at Luke's betrayal of Jesus' life. And we're going to look at it as a congregation through teaching. That's our focus on Sundays. In our small groups, we're going to be asking the question, what does it look like to have a discipleship mentality in the 21st century? What does it look like to be a disciple of Jesus in our generation? And we're going to take 8 challenges and discipleship challenge encounters that Jesus had with his disciples, where he was challenging them into another level of living, of kingdom living. And so we're going to be applying this within our small groups. And then also, I thought what would be really great on this series would be to take a personal approach to also engaging with Luke's gospel. So in just my own study and preparation for this series over the autumn, I just downloaded a Bible audio app on my phone, and I've just realized that I can actually listen to Luke's gospel when I'm driving in the car, when I'm walking along. And it takes about 3.5 hours to listen to the whole book, so you can sort of do it in chunks. But there's something really powerful about listening to the whole book. So when I was driving down to Bath to pick up my daughter, I just listened to Luke for the whole way down. And you get a real sense of the flow of the book and the flow of the ministry and the life of Jesus. And it's something that you could do on the train or just however we do life when you're washing up. Just put on a bit of Luke and just engage with it. And it's really, really inspiring. Next week, I'm going to be setting up a WhatsApp group as well. Maybe we call it Go Deeper in Luke. And so in your small groups and in your own personal study, if there's anything that's inspiring you or God's spoken to you about, you can just just share it up on WhatsApp and we can all share it together. Or you might have a question or you might be saying, hey, in chapter 5, what was all that about? I just didn't get it. And we can just share about it and talk about it as a community together and have a whole experience of not just something we do on a Sunday, but I want this to change my life, don't we? We want the Word of God to do something in our lives. And so we're going to engage with Luke in a really exciting way. And we're going to be taking that in a fuller way on next Sunday. So be here for the next episode on that. Also, relationally, why don't we this year create some moments to be together and grow together in our relationships? Some of you are feeling slightly newer among us, and we'd just like to get to know you more. And so there's a couple of things that we're going to be doing this year, or this term. Done at Wetherspoons, let's go for lunch together some Sundays. And so next Sunday, and on the 12th of February and the 12th of March, we just thought, anyone that would like, after the Sunday service, we're just going to rock up together and go up to Wetherspoons and have lunch together and just hang out. And so if you'd like to come for lunch next Sunday, I'm not paying for everybody, so you can just, we'll pay our own ways on that, but it's nice and accessible. And if you'd love to come, then do join us for lunch on those occasions. Really exciting, one or two in the church are also dreaming up a quiz night here this term, and again, just a really fun evening, both for ourselves, but also to invite friends along as well. So to watch out on that. Really exciting. We've been challenged about how accessible are we online. So we're meeting people on the streets, and it's a really big deal to say, hey, come down and knock on the door at 83A and we'll, maybe someone will be here to see you. But we're just thinking maybe another link could be, well, just come and meet us online, or just come and, come and hang out with us and just make a connection with us in different ways. So one of the things we're doing, we are launching a new website, and I am genuinely so excited. Trevor showed me we've been working on it for a while, but then this is not up yet. We're still building it, but this is just a little taste for the front window of the site and where we're going to be taking it. And we want to be more visible. We want to be more accessible. And we want to have access points where people can connect with us. And so this is going to be information, but it's also going to be news. There's going to be sections for the different parts of the church. And it's just going to be a really great celebration and communication of who we are and what we're about. And let's just give a round of applause to Trevor, who's doing a lot of work behind the scenes on this. And so we're excited about just as a community, loving God, or as a church, loving God and loving our community. This is what we are about. So could we take a couple of moments in twos and threes just to pray for God's kingdom to be extended and be increased among us as a church this year? To pray that God would really meet with us as we study the Luke's gospel. That we would be able to grow together and our friendships deeper this year, in our love and care for each other, and that God would make us more accessible in the town to people through technology. Let's just turn to one or two people and pray and ask God to move in these ways through us this year. Let's pray. God places us in family, and God loves family. And one of the things that I picked up quite early on in reconnecting with yourselves and taking on the leadership here, almost five, maybe even 6 years ago. I'm a bit worried about how long time flies. when you're having fun. One of the things, one of the heartbeats was a real passion for reaching families and to be here for family life. And we continue to want to invest into building up families within our town. And so there's a couple of ways that we're going to be doing it this year. Rainbow Toddler Group is a brilliant way where silently, because many of us don't even kind of aware that it kind of goes on here week by week, but we on Tuesday mornings, this place is full of toddlers and parents and carers. And Anya and the team are here to serve and to be here connecting with parents. And this year, we're wanting to, what we'd love to see is, over the time, we'd love to see church parents with young children, with like toddlers, in actually part of the group. And that would just bring some more connection points across. Now, I don't know what I say, because, you know, I can't ask you to have more children and to join our toddler group. So that's not the strategy on this. But we are praying, Lord, if you want to add families into the church that are, you know, young, you know, starting out with families, it could be really exciting. And we feel like that would be just another part of the journey there. And so that's something that we're asking, and we see it as a key part of our outreach and the ongoing team of that as well. And so Audrey and Laura and Anya work together on that project. And, you know, if that's something that you're just feeling like God's stirring in you to give some time each Tuesday to come be part of that project, we would, you know, I know Anya and the team would love to hear from you and to be building part of that. Something that we didn't develop but was hugely successful last year, and I'm really excited about bringing this back this year, is developing our work with parents and dads in the town. And so in February, we're going to be running another Who Let the Dads Out morning here and full of activity. And it was interesting, last time, it wasn't just dads that came. Parents of children that come to the toddler group who work, and so they come with their carers during the week to toddlers group. They were, you know, mums and others were coming with their kids. And so it wasn't just a purely dad's event. And so we couldn't, like, say to the ladies, sorry, you can't come in. This is a blokes-only event. And so it was a whole mix of people we had here at the last session we did. And we would love to build on that this year. And it's something we're seeking to do. Also, we have our next film night coming. And so we're going to be taking Zootropolis, which I believe some of you are absolutely loving at the moment. And we turn this place into a cinema, and we invite, and again, you know, it's something great for families, but flipping David turns up every time. And so we're saying this isn't just about one category of people, it's for the whole family to come together. So David, you will have a reserved seat. And everyone's welcome. So we start with food, and it's just a great night. So it's a very low cost for the food, and the evening's free. And again, it's just creating events for our town that people can access in really easy ways. So we've got that coming up, and then on the 16th of July, we have our next beach party, which we are really, really excited about. The sun is going to be shining. This year, we've got evangelist Chris Duffett coming to work with us, actually as part of the team on the day. And we just want to take it to another level. And we are really, really excited. So again, this is a project where everybody in the church just gets involved. And if you would like to be part of creating this party in the town with us, we're always keen for any that would like to be part of the planning group for that, taking some ownership of different areas. There's just so much opportunity. And, you know, it's something we all make happen together. And I think it still continues to be a blessing. So this is going to be something we're looking forward to. So these are some great, and particularly families engage with this in a really positive way. So these are some practical ways and events that we're going to be running this year to reach out to people. So could we just stand together and let's just pray for God's blessing over families, over marriages in our town, financial pressures, time pressures, you know, commuting life. It can be all these things that be real pressures on family life. Can we just pray for God's shalom over the families in our town and for families to come to know Jesus this year and to be brought into the knowledge of him? Families, marriages being restored even this year. Let's just pray all together. Let's have our hands up and let's just pray and cry out to God. Amen. Yes, come Lord Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Please take your seats. The third area that we would love to see happen this year is continuing to have an impact in our town. Jesus said, I've come to seek and save that which is lost. And one of the really exciting things about last year was a number of causes and initiatives that have begun and have sprung up from within our own fellowship, from members of our church, just feeling a call and saying, there's something here that we just need to see change in our town. And so this year, we want to be careful and lighter on how much top-down programs we have and giving more space for you and us to arise with what God's doing organically among us and giving those things credence. And there's four things in this that we want to focus on this year and give momentum and prayer support and value to this year through us. And the first one is Mingle and the work of Karen. And those of you on the Mingle team, going in once a month to the Red Hill, Rings Hill, Old People's Home, to connect. When the heart behind this project is to reach those that are isolated in our town. And the very nature that people are isolated means they're difficult to find. Otherwise, they wouldn't be isolated. And so we are asking for and trying to explore God's strategies of how we can befriend and counteract and understand loneliness in our town and see how we can connect with, how can we be an answer to this? And so Karen and a team have begun to try to look at how can we begin to make a difference and to see change in that area. And so in a moment, I'm going to invite those of you that are on the Mingle team to stand, and those near you are going to pray for you and to pray for the work of your ministry this year, that God would increasingly open doors and that you will be here for the last and the lost and the least in our town. The second area that was being mentioned earlier is Create 83A. And you're like, why? Well, because God's given us amazing gifts. And it's, again, this group is in a way that we can connect with people and people can find community around shared shared interests. And so Angela, thank you. Angela, who's a friend of Debbie's, who's not a member of the church, but this is still, I feel, a key part of basically how we're getting behind people's visions and seeing this as a blessing, that Angela, with Debbie and also with Sue, are running this group here on a Saturday morning. And we would love more and more people to access this free event where people can come and find community.
£3.
Is it £3? You get tea and coffee. You get all your resource materials for that. Folks, this is good value. It's a great offer. And so we're praying that that project and that venture will continue to grow, capture people's imaginations, and be a place of real nourishment and fulfillment, but also a place where people can also get to know the church and even coming over the threshold into this building as well. And making a journey towards life in Christ. So that's our second team that we want to pray for and support this year. Our third team is our street team. Once a month, we go out, a group of us go out on the streets to talk and to connect with people directly, and just to be here for the lost. And this is Paul on his listening sofa. He marched down the high street with it on his shoulder. It was an amazing scene. And plonked his sofa down and was here to listen and chat with people. And we're looking always for creative ways. We rocked up to the bus station stop with soup, walked into the bus station and said, "Hi guys, we're here. Would anyone like any soup?" And we had some wonderful conversations, having opportunities to pray for people, share Jesus with people. And it's something that we want to grow in and see God use us to see people come to know Jesus this year. So we want to give that more energy. Something that we are really excited about with the centre here, this last year for us in the last 5-year period was the most busy year we've had here with organisations for counselling services, people accessing the building here for welfare and well-being and for health provision, etc. Members of the public coming into our building. And so over the next couple of months, we've got our next stage of refurbishment and development coming. So this room is going to be dragged, kicking and screaming into the 21st century. And it's going to be redecorated, new flooring through. And we're basically on the next campaign to create this space as a place that people want to come and be. Now, at the moment, people come here for specific reasons and events. One thing we would like to explore is how can we begin to build on this idea of 83A being a community hub to a place where if we're meeting people on the streets, etc., we can say, look, come down, come and have coffee on X day. You know, there's some of us as HCCers are going to be hanging out. And we've got this idea maybe of getting a coffee machine and just opening up the place for coffee and for people to come and drop in. And it may be that one or two of you are saying, "Well, I've got a bit of time on set point of the week. I could just come and sit in the cafe area here or the area and just be here for people to drop in and we'll just to chat and to talk." And it may be something that we could do. We may look to do in the summer after the beach party, sort of rolling for a couple of months after that, and just experiment and explore how can we create this as a place where people can drop in and just find connection and community. All this is going to be leading up to then more activity in the autumn that's going to build up to our next Alpha course, which will be in January next year, which is a place where people can come to know Jesus through that. And people can come to know Christ and will do even before next January doing Alpha. But our next intentional course is coming up and we want to build connections building up towards that. So these are four things that under Impacting Huntington that we feel God's given us in our packed lunch, as it were, to give away and say, "God, would you come and use us?" So just very briefly, if you are on one of those teams, if you're part of Create, if you are on the street team or the mingle team, we'd like to stand right now and we're going to pray. Which is begin to think globally and outward. So I'd like to invite Trevor, who's going to come and lead us in this section, and Bobby and also John are going to contribute in this section as well. So
we go over to the handheld, Bobby.
So you've heard a little bit about the church itself and us reaching out to Huntingdon, but we want to really engage more structurally, is that a good word, this year, which we haven't for a while, in terms of overseas ministry and support. And now, we could give a contribution to Christian Aid or Oxfam or something like that, and they're all doing good, great things. But we know that we have at least two connections within the church body here, and there may be others that we've yet to hear about, which would be fantastic. But we have at least two that we know of at the moment, which is the Philippines and Sri Lanka. And these are two areas that we'd like to get behind. We have already got behind them financially, but we'd like to get behind them again this year. So we're going to ask John to come up and just briefly share a little bit about aspects of working to Philippines with his family and so on there. Just a couple of minutes.
For those of you who don't know where the Philippines is, you know, on fairy tales when they say a land far away, it is a land far away. It's about 7,000 miles from here. But anyway, Yeah, it's the land of beautiful islands. If you don't believe me, Google it, the best islands in the world, it'll come up. But anyway, much as it's a beautiful place with beautiful islands, it's also a place. You know, if there's a catalog for charitable opportunities for kind-hearted people, the catalog for the Philippines will be like thousands of pages long and thousands of volumes long. When we went back a few months ago in the Philippines, we were planning to go to some of the slum areas in the Philippines to, just share some love and give some school supplies or food parcels. But then my sister, who was a social worker, suddenly said, there's already hundreds of charitable organizations who's doing this. Why not try this? A tribe she met on one of her case studies. So we weren't planning to go in this place, but anyway, we met this group. Let me just read a short, very, very short article to just give you a flavor of their plight. Right, who are these people? This is a tribe called the Dumagats, which is one of the many vulnerable minority groups in the Philippines. Their ancestors used to live along the coastal areas where they fish, hunt, and do subsistence farming. But when Filipino lowlanders, like me, arrived in their areas, they were pushed deeper and deeper into the mountains and eventually dispersed in small groups. Far from the mainstream, they had been deprived of their right to education, leaving them illiterate. The absence of education has not only kept them in poverty, but has also made them objects of ridicule and discrimination by people in the lowlands. Some of them don't even know how old they are, because they're just in a different world. And they say there is hardly any instance when they have not experienced being laughed at each time they go down to the town. When they get ill, they can't even go to the hospital, because one, they don't have any money to pay for it, and two, they wouldn't even know how to explain what's wrong with them. To quote from one of the elders interviewed in this article, life is really hard for us. We only have this forest to roam around. We cannot mingle with other people in the town. They look down on us like we are of no value because we know nothing. So, to cut the long story short, we weren't meant to go to their place, but because of my sister, we went there. And when we arrived there, there was a church in the middle of the jungle. It's called something like the Their Place Tribal Mission Church. And you know what they said when we were there? You know what? You are the answer to our prayers. Because in their place, they're off the grid. They don't have electricity. So we brought these solar lamps, which to us is like a token thing. But to them, it will make a lot of difference because they were using kerosene lamps. And with this, you don't have to buy any more fuel. So anyway, inadvertently, we were used by God to answer one of their prayers. So... But that was just a token thing. But if we can show, can do more. Something that's gonna make more of a difference to their lives, then that would be really good.
For those who weren't around last summer, the church actually bought the lamps that were mentioned here. So we're kind of beginning to talk with John about how we can get involved in this situation this year. Not sure what trips you've got planned or any or whatever. But that's something that would be great to support because there's a clear need out there, isn't there? Bobby, would you like to come forward? Now, it's been a pleasure to get to know Bobby and Crystal in the last year or so. And we are just absolutely delighted that they've joined us. Bobby, when he was in Sri Lanka, worked with an organization called YGRO. I don't know if there is an explanation of what YGRO stands for. I'm not sure. It's not stuck in my head if there is. We were hoping to get Bobby up a few weeks ago, actually, to talk at greater length. So he's a bit restricted this morning. But Jane and I have actually seen some of this in situ, as it were, and gone visited the place that Bobby spent a lot of time working. But again, Bobby, if you can just talk us through for 3 or 4 minutes... and there is a specific project that we are looking to invest in, perhaps on a regular basis this year, which I think Bobby will talk about.
I would like to share very quickly. Really, I'd like to talk about Vigro's vision and mission and what project taking place in currently.
This is an abridged version of what Bobby said.
If you need any more information, you can ask Tim or Trevor or me.
So just hang on a second. So this is going in to help villages in situations where they may have suffered seriously in the tsunami of 2007, whenever it was, and also then in the war that went on for about 30 years in the country. So there's really there's a lot of need over there. And the organisation does this practical help. And the particular project that we are looking to invest in is dairy development, as it's called, in the north, I think it is, isn't it?
North and east. Actually, it's they're giving cows and giving training to how to manage cows, and also, through the dairy, they're making different products, like yogurt and different kind of things, and they're trying to income generate through that project. So
it sounds good about giving cows, but it leads on to sustainable dairy farming effort in a village, which then leads to income generation and so on and so forth. Okay, Bobby, thanks for that. Okay, and finally, and I guess this actually isn't overseas, just want to highlight Plumline GB. Plumline being the Plumline Ministries International, being the major network that the church is part of, which consists of a number of churches in GB, which Tim's going to talk about in a moment, a number of churches in Ireland, predominantly the Southern Ireland, but also a few ministries around the world, including on Guam and France and some other places and so on. So Tim, in the middle of last year, stood up took on the role of the leadership, the coordination of the Plumline churches in GB. And Tim's just going to come and talk to us just briefly about that before we pray for all of these three areas.
Cool. Plumline, as Trevor's explained, is a network of churches, and we want to empower through the local church and through ministries, through connecting those teams together, to be connecting those with God for God in putting us, that we can be a blessing to our communities where we've got our churches. I want to be about enabling ministries and works throughout our region, throughout East Anglia, particularly at the moment, thinking about youth work, thinking about how we're addressing issues of mental health and engaging in those kind of ways, and also pioneering some new works as well. At the moment, we're just looking at planting something fresh into a little town called Buntingford, which is just south of Royston, and just begin to see how are we going to begin to plant and develop new works and be part of what God's doing. So could we be praying, as a church now and again over the year, and our prayer meetings, we'll be praying specifically for the ongoing work of Plumline in strengthening churches, enabling churches, and pioneering further into our region.
Okay, so shall we pray over these three areas?